Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
That right there is Adam Lambert's new song, Ghost Town, and he's actually going to join us to talk about it. Coming up in about 20 minutes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and then in 30 minutes, we're going to play Beat the Bank. Busy show today. And usually, every Tuesday is pretty busy because today is Tinder Tuesday. Happy Tinder Tuesday, Kelly Raspberry.
Thank you. It's a very special day in my life.
The person in the room who has found the one on Tinder. Or at least we're calling it that.
You know, and it's not just about Tinder, too. I mean, we met a couple of ladies yesterday. They both met their husbands.
Yeah.
On Plenty of Fish.
Really?
As did millionaire matchmaker Patty Sanger met her fiancé. I don't know if they were going to make it down the aisle, but another option.
I've been on that one.
The internet's going to find you a lover.
Yeah.
But another thing Tinder is good for, crazy stories. We got a message from one of our Kid Nation members. Mm-hmm. Saying, hey, I have this Tinder story I need to tell you guys.
Okay.
Said, all right.
Come on and bring it. Everybody say hello to Callie. Hey, Callie.
Hi, Callie.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey.
It's going great.
Welcome to the show, Callie.
Now, we don't know anything about your story except that they've told us it's pretty crazy and that you were in Vegas.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's all we know.
Oh, all we know.
See, I like the out-of-town Tinder idea. Uh-huh.
So what happened, Callie?
Well, okay, so about a week ago Sunday, I matched with this guy at my house, you know, like I was where I was normally living.
Uh-huh.
And started talking and everything, and he actually called me. Kelly, I know she was surprised whenever she got called. Instead of just texting. So I was like, okay, this is a good sign, you know. So he wanted to set up a date for Wednesday, and I was like, okay, sounds good. Well, then Tuesday rolled around, and he's like, hey, I'm getting sent out of town for work, so I'm going to have to cancel on Wednesday. I need to reschedule. So I'm like, that's fine. I understand, you know, stuff happens.
Yeah.
So we're talking throughout the day on Wednesday, and he's like, yeah, I mean, I got sent to Vegas, so, I mean, well, there's worse places you could be sent.
Sure.
And so we're talking, and then I'm just like, well, you know, kind of when do you want to reschedule? And so he's saying, I want to stay in Vegas throughout the weekend because it's Vegas. He's like, so why don't you come on out here? I was like, no.
Oh, you said no, Callie?
And now, y'all hadn't met at this point.
You have not met in person.
We've not met in person. And he's like, yeah, come to Vegas.
Okay.
I like that player move.
Unless
you do?
I like that player move.
Unless he's willing to get Callie like a hotel room.
Get her a room and make it totally legit.
Is he offering to pay for the airfare?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so then I was like, I can't, I just bought a vacation. I can't do that. And he's like, that's fine. I'll pay for it. I was like, ooh. What?
Wow. Okay. All right. So now. It's on.
So it's pretty good, Callie, because so far this guy has called you, which is what Kelly says she likes in a guy. This guy has a job, which is good always.
Yeah. And he's being, I take this as spontaneous, which is cool.
And he's fun, so he's spontaneous. Okay, so
what day of the week are you going to Vegas?
So it's Wednesday. I get a confirmation email saying I'm flying out on Friday after I get done with work.
Okay, good.
And so the next thing I know, you know, I'm on a plane and I'm going to Vegas. And I've been talking to him, and he's like, yeah, you know, like, where do you want to stay? And I was like, hey, like, you want to stay at like the Bellagio or the Trump? And I was like, I've never been to Vegas. I don't know anything about those. Bellagio sounds cool.
Okay.
But then I look it up, and Bellagio's not cheap.
No, nothing in Vegas is really cheap.
Bellagio is one of the nicer ones.
Yeah.
Now, if you're just joining us, we're doing Tinder Tuesday with Callie, who met a guy on Tinder. He's doing all the right things, calling her.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go out of town for business to Vegas, and he invited her and said, I'll pay for everything.
Yep.
And so Callie...
They haven't even met yet.
Their
first date is going to be in Vegas.
It sounds like a movie. All right, so Callie, you're on the plane.
Yeah, so I told him this is going to be the most expensive first date you've ever had in your entire life. So I've been telling my friends, you know, what I'm doing. They're like, you're insane, you know? Like, this is how people end up. This is how the movie Taken starts. Like, this is how you end up in human
trafficking, or a romantic comedy.
You know?
Or a romantic comedy starring Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, there's no Liam Neeson here.
Well, that was my thought process.
Right.
Yeah. They were seeing things completely differently.
Okay,
so what happened?
So we got to Vegas, and he's like, okay, well, I'm not there right now, but your name's on the reservation. You can just get a key and go up to the room. And
so
I was like, I'd rather meet you kind of in public, but whatever, you know, we're going for it. So I go and I check in, and the guy's like, okay, so you're in the penthouse suite, and blah blah blah. And I'm like, excuse me?
Whoa, penthouse suite!
Oh, yes,
gosh.
Now, are you? I'm not clear.
At the Bellagio?
I'm not clear on one thing. Are you guys sharing this suite, or you have your suite and he has his suite?
We were sharing.
You're sharing.
But you guys. But these penthouse suites are
sure, 2,000-3,000 square feet,
multiple levels and multiple bedrooms.
Right. So there's way around.
There's locks on doors.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So you make your way up there, Callie.
Yeah, so I mean, I got up there. Like I said, he wasn't there, and it didn't help that I'd been watching an entire season of Catfish prior to going there.
I'm just thinking,
like, what if this guy is not who he says he is? Who knows what's going to walk through that door?
Yeah, right. but wow,
wow, yeah. Yeah,
you're in the penthouse.
So, lo and behold, he walks through, and it is who he says he was. You know, pictures match, name match. I'm like, all right, so we've gotten somewhere here with this.
Okay.
So I mean, then we have to do the awkward first date. You know, tell me about yourself. While sitting on a couch in a penthouse suite in Vegas with this person I've never met before in my life.
Now, Callie, does this penthouse, is it like the movies where like all the windows are open and you could see out into Vegas and all that stuff?
It was pretty open. I mean, it wasn't like it wasn't entirely glass or anything like that, but you could see. It had great views on it. Like, I'm not even, it was fantastic.
Okay.
All right.
So
okay.
You have the conversation on the couch and then...
And then, then he's like, okay, well, you know, let's go out for dinner, like, let's do Vegas, all this kind of other stuff. So that's what we do. We go, we have this really excellent dinner, like, right across from the Bellagio where you can see all the fountains and everything, really fancy. We go, we gamble a little bit, and then he's like, hey, well, one of my buddies is at this such and such bar, and they want us to come on down. So I was like, all right, sure. So we go, and there's a lot, you know, it's a Friday night at Vegas, and so it's already midnight at this point. There's a huge line at the place, and I'm like, well, we're not getting in for another 2 hours.
Yeah,
not someone that's in the penthouse suite.
Yeah,
honey.
Right. Yeah,
he has a table.
Well, Callie doesn't know this at the time. Okay.
so he doesn't even hesitate at the general admission line. We take a sharp right turn and go straight for the VIP entrance.
Heck, he knows
a name, and they let us in. And I'm just like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sure all these people have been waiting like over an hour and a half. I'm so sorry.
You're like Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, yeah.
I apologize to everybody in general admission.
I'm so sorry. My boyfriend has a hookup. I am so sorry.
All right, so you are in the club through the VIP line with your new Tinder man.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, they, of course, do the whole bottle service. And at this point, I'm just like, I don't even know why I'm surprised anymore, you know? So everything was good. I mean, like I said, we got along really well. I really liked this guy. Like, everything was good.
Of course you like
it. You're living the life.
You're getting paid. All right.
Fantasy.
Yeah.
It's like an episode of The Bachelor.
Oh, my God.
Well, so end all be all, the biggest twist that is thrown in at the
end
of all.
Wait, there's a twist?
Of course there is. What?
So, long story short, he's married.
No, Callie.
How did you find out?
Yeah.
Well, so I'm not proud of this, but I'm extremely good at internet stalking.
Yeah, good job.
So basically it was just one link led to another link, and obviously I should have done more research before I left.
Yeah.
But I saw a lot of things that nothing could really be confirmed, but it seemed very suspicious, and so I just straight up confronted him about it, and I just straight up asked him, are you married? And he's like, yeah.
Okay, so now the question remains, your stuff is in his penthouse suite. How did the rest of the night unfold?
Well, I mean, that was a little bit later on, but...
Yeah, you didn't find out till later that he was married.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So Callie went on this date, and then once you got home, you started researching him a little bit more, like girls normally do with guys, because it's the safe thing to do?
I found out while I was still in Vegas, but it was like Saturday. Like, I got there on Friday, it was Saturday.
But he explained, I'm in a loveless marriage, she doesn't understand me, that whole reel, right?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. Then it turned into potential mistress turned marital counselor, essentially, for the rest of the weekend. I got to hear about all the marital problems. Coach them through and all that kind of stuff.
Did he use the excuse that Kelly's guy back in the day said that his wife was in a coma, but Kelly wasn't allowed to call the house because she might wake up?
No. There was nothing along those lines. I was like, I don't know.
So the thing is, you stayed the rest of the weekend. Counseled him through his marriage, and then came home?
Yep.
But I'll be totally honest, it's as bad as that is for him to do, it's not the end of the world for you, because I always like having an out. I mean, that's your permanent out. You know what I mean? Like, if you didn't want to kiss him, obviously, after you found out he was married, if you didn't want to stay with him, or if you never want to talk to him again, you have an out, you know?
But have you maintained contact with him?
I have heard from him, yes.
You still have a little bit of feelings? Cause,
well, obviously, yeah. Like I said, I got along with him really well, but the situation is what the situation is.
Are they getting divorced, or are they just trying to stay married?
Well, it's one of those things where he definitely has said that he intends to, but yeah, there's by no means been any paperwork filed, or
right.
it doesn't seem like it's moving that way very fast.
So how much time are you going to give him, Callie, before you're completely out of it?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I hadn't thought that far through.
I'd drop off.
Yeah,
I'd drop
you need
off.
To be out
if
of that.
If he gets divorced at some point,
he
but it's never good for you.
Yeah, I was pretty much in a, you know, if your situation changes, let me know.
Yeah.
How far had you two progressed in the Vegas excursion when you found this out?
Meaning, Al wants to know if you did.
did anything,
and
you
hooked
know.
Up with him before you found
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
Al wants to know the important question.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what everybody wants to know.
Would,
I'm just the one to ask
I
it.
Say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
you,
man.
You did
girl,
it.
And I bet you that made you feel even worse.
No, she didn't know.
Or did she?
No.
No.
Oh, well,
so not after you knew, just before you knew.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, girl.
Uh-huh.
Oh, girl.
Well, hey, at least you got a really impressive trip out of it.
You know what? That's some heady stuff. What girl would not be seduced by all that?
Of course.
Yeah, money.
I would too.
Very seductive.
Yeah, money to power.
But you got to be strong. You don't want to be that
you
girl.
Don't, because how you get them, you got to keep in mind how you get them. You think you're into each other, but he would likely do the same thing to you at some point.
Right, right.
Now, Callie, did he utter the line, oh, you know, I've never done this before?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, I got that. I definitely got that for sure.
No, he's done it before.
Did he fly you coach or business class?
Oh, good question, Al.
It was Southwest.
So. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Oh, were you in the A group then?
Yeah.
Right. Business Select. Business Select. You can't beat Business Select, man.
I like that about Southwest. Everyone's equal.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's a great story, though.
Wow.
Great story, Callie. I'm sorry it didn't have a great ending.
But... I know. Keep us posted with how everything goes. Maybe he was serious about starting something with you and finishing his relationship.
No. Chasey, don't encourage
that. No, I'm not encourage that. Yeah. He needs to take care of his business. And if it's meant to work out, he'll come back around.
Callie, I'm sorry that happened to you, girl.
Great story, Callie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got essentially a free weekend in Vegas, so I can't really complain.
Right.
See, it's one thing being a player, but when you're a player with cash,
it's a different level.
When you're a player with cash,
see,
I mean, when you can straight up pimp out, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
See, the players from the street who don't have cash are the ones that work the hardest.
I was a player a long time. I couldn't just fly. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, spontaneously, hey, baby, come on down here.
Uh-huh.
Boom, boom, boom. Woo!
Oh, man. All right, Cal, you have a great day and good luck on Tinder. And hopefully you don't find another married guy.
Yeah, right.
All
yeah,
right.
The money didn't change the character.
Thank you, Callie.
Amen.
Oh, poor
Amen.
Callie. Oh, if you have a crazy story, we're always taking them.
Yeah.
Who's
going
to top that?
I'm sure somebody
out there might get it.
I'm going to join Tinder and try and top that.
Yeah.
Well, he picked me up on a private jet.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a guest, you guys.
Yeah, who?
Joining us. Proud grad of Mount Carmel High School in San Diego, California.
Oh, my God.
JC's best friend who doesn't remember from high school.
Dear friend of mine, Adam Lambert.
God, every single time. What's up, Adam?
Hi, Adam Lambert.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good, man.
Oh, so excited about Ghost Town dropping today?
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I can't. It's like the anticipation has been nearly killing me.
How long have you been working on your album? Because your album doesn't come out till June.
It's a little over a year in the making. I started working on the project in Stockholm, actually, in Sweden.
Whoa.
And that was the beginning, and then we finished it in L.A., and man, I just can't wait for you guys to hear everything.
Now, you say your heart is a ghost town, Adam. Why? What happened?
Man, dive deep early on.
Shout out to that. What happened?
What's
Adam?
Going on?
You know, it's not like I'm a depressed, sad man or anything like that.
We can hear it in your voice, Adam.
We wanted to create some music about some, like, real feelings, you know, some stuff that's not always so glamorous, you know?
Heartbreak does give better content than happiness, though, doesn't it?
I think it just cuts a little deeper, yeah.
Because you're pretty good buddies with Sam Smith. You guys call each other up and go, like, oh, my day sucked today. Let's write about it.
No, I'm not actually good buddies
with
him. He's a really nice guy. I've met him a few times. He's very cool.
Oh, in JC's world, all celebrities are best friends.
Right, yeah. Right.
And they have parties.
Right. So
I mean, truly.
Yeah.
I just saw a quote where you mentioned Sam Smith, and I just figured you guys were like best friends.
No. No, but the few times I've met him, he's been really cool. So, I mean, he's somebody, you know, if our lifestyles were a little more one in the same city at the same time, I'm sure we'd be friends, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the chances that you become an American Idol judge? Because you did a little bit of that this season.
Yeah, you keep sprinkling yourself in there.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't really know if that's on the table. It would be, I'm sure, a lot of fun. I had a great time guesting this year. It was weird being behind the table and being on the other side of things. Mm-hmm. But it was really, it was interesting. It was kind of a full circle moment. I had fun.
I liked where Harry made you go back and audition.
Oh, you like that?
I thought that was good.
Yeah, did you like that?
Did you like that?
You didn't like that?
Were you thrown off a little bit by that, Adam?
I when we cut the cameras, I was laughing so hard because I was like, damn you, Harry.
You should have given it right back to him.
I should have, but I was being a good sport, I guess.
Adam, they give us a sheet of little facts on you, which is why JC assumed you and Sam Smith were best friends. But I was saying, you know, right? So I was looking here on the list of Adam Lambert factoids is that the mayor of San Diego back in May of 2009, he declared May 8th Adam Lambert Day.
Hmm.
And was that one day only or is that celebrated annually in San Diego?
I'm pretty sure that's kind of like a one-time kind of thing.
Crap.
I think that's how it works.
I would think if it's Sam, you know, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day every year.
Well,
right?
It's a little bit
President's
different.
Day every year.
A little different.
I think Dr. King contributed a lot more than I ever will. So.
You obviously made a huge impact on JC's life because all he can talk about is how you two are best friends. You, he, and Sam Smith, all the parties you three have. What do you do?
Every time I come to the station with you guys, I always have a great time. So,
yeah.
Hopefully I'll get around, make the rounds pretty soon.
Oh, my God. When you're out promoting this album, we want more than a phone call. We want you in the flesh, Adam.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would love to be there. You know, I always have a fun time with you guys.
Come in and maybe we'll do a little duet or something.
Oh, yeah. That's what he's looking forward to.
Yeah, he needs help. Yeah.
I guarantee you, JC will go home if there's a YouTube instructional video on how to play along with Ghost Town. He'll have it memorized by the time you get here.
Oh, I will, Adam.
JC, I'm gonna bring the triangle.
Bring the recorder and the triangle.
Don't bring one.
Yeah,
I have one already.
I don't think you can go wrong with the triangle.
No. More triangle for Adam Lambert. Forget cowbell.
Yeah.
So you're saying this album...
Maybe a cowbell, yeah. Sure.
Your album, The Original High, took you a whole year to record it. Why is that process so lengthy? Some artists take even longer than that.
Well, I mean, you know, I think it has a lot to do with trial and error. You know, we worked on a lot of music, and I don't know, it's hard to describe. You just work on a bunch of different things as you're going, and then it kind of slowly starts to narrow down, but... There's no real process to where you cut a song out and which ones you like. It's just you kind of go off of a feeling. You don't want to force it. You don't want to push it too fast or else it's not a natural process. And it took a while. But the good news is that we did have a lot of material and we narrowed it down. And
that's got to be the hardest part.
I really truly believe that the album is the best of the best for me.
Yeah.
I'd like to think it's the best I've done.
Well, it must be hard to kick of your, the ones you've really sweated over, you have to kick them to the side because they don't fit the vibe of the album, right?
Yeah, and you know, to be honest with you, it's, you know, everything kind of, it's been a really nice way to do an album, working with people that I have full faith in and that I trust 100%. So these songs, I feel like, have passed the test.
Well, I have a random question about songwriting, Adam. This is Jenna, by the way. When you're touring with Queen and you're singing these Queen classics and it's so cool, did you ever get into the studio and write something and then you're recording something for your album and your producers are like, Adam, that sounds too much like Queen?
Yeah, did any of that happen, Adam?
Because I would think you'd be heavily influenced.
You know, I think there are a couple moments here and there that feel Queen-esque, but they're kind of, I say that in a way that's like maybe melodically or thematically, but I think that if you know the Queen catalog, there probably are a couple minutes in there that would remind you of something from Queen.
Now, could they sue you since you're a part of the band now? Like Marvin Gaye's family did to Pharrell.
Right.
They couldn't sue you for sounding too much like Queen since you're kind of part of Queen now, right?
Good
well,
point, Jenna.
Yeah, I don't know what the red tape is on that. But we definitely didn't lift anything it's not that close.
Do you have like a favorite? I love the idea of songwriting because it's just poetry, you know? Is there like a favorite lyric you have from a song on your album? Maybe it's from Ghost Town, just a favorite lyric that just like gets you in the gut when you sing it.
Yeah, you know, there's a lyric in Ghost Town that is
pretty
now he's just, you know, showing up to the mall with thousands of screaming girls.
Basically, 6-second auditions.
Yeah, you do it.
Got him the job.
I like it. I love
we'll have him. He'll be on the show on Thursday. And again, Flo-Rida tomorrow.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We were looking for caller number 19 to play Beat the Bank.
Nana 19,
Kelly Raspberry. Denny Gino, you are caller number 19. How you doing?
What up?
Yeah.
What up, Denny?
What's going on, Denny?
How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Love your restaurant, man.
Yeah. I was telling you I need to get some kickbacks from that, man.
Right. Tell us a little bit about you, Denny.
I coach and teach junior high kids and coach football and baseball.
Oh, wow. My man. Give your school a shout out.
Elk City Elks.
Go Elk City Elks.
Yeah.
Kind of obvious, right?
Oh, Elk.
How'd you guys do this past season?
Our kids did pretty well. They're always trying to learn the game, and we ended on a high note last night with a win. So
good.
There
you go.
Good deal.
Always love to reward teachers. Yeah. Hopefully you're going to win a lot of money today and beat the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you deserve it.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Are you a gambler, Denny?
Of course.
Right. Okay.
Now, I don't know. I was saying I feel something. I feel a big number, but I don't want you to take. I don't know, Denny. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I have no idea.
So, Al said he's got a feeling.
I just said I got a feeling.
I got a feeling, too.
I got a feeling. You know, it's got to be good.
I don't have a feeling until I hear the numbers. When they start coming out, I kind of base it on how fast the banker's going. And,
I'm just feeling good.
I feel good. I just, a lot of pressure with, you know, you've got the kids and everything. Yeah. So, anyway.
I feel good. So good. All right, let's do it.
Do it, Denny.
Denny, you know the rules, right?
Nonsense.
Yes, sir.
We're going to throw you in the vault, hear them numbers, but you said you're gambling already. We like that. Once you hear that number you like, you just shall stop. Obviously, if you hear the $1,000, please say stop.
Yes.
Okay? Don't try to be all funny and not say anything. Because if it closes on you, you get nothing. Okay, Denny?
All right, Denny.
Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
$140 $230
You got a climber.
School supplies.
$400
Oh, that gets you a few footballs, baseballs, gloves.
$430
Right. Maybe a couple jerseys.
$490
$550
I like it.
Stop.
Oh, I hear you, Denny.
I hear you, dog. I don't have it in me either.
I hear you, Denny. I hear you, brother.
I don't have it in me.
Between numbers.
Did I hear 550? Is that the last?
550. Listen, Denny, I'm with you. I would have probably done the same thing. I've gone to Vegas.
What happened to Mr. I Feel Good? What happened to Mr. Go All the Way?
I've gone to Vegas and been on, you're on the craft machine, the craft table, I mean, the craft table. And you're like, getting them roll, man. You start making money.
I love craft table.
And then you cover all your numbers, and then it's seven out.
And then you lose.
Yeah.
So I didn't want you to do that, dog.
Denny,
I didn't want you to do that.
Was the number you had in mind higher or lower than what you ended up with?
I wanted to see. I was kind of counting the numbers, how many times they said numbers, and that long pause kind of got me scared.
It got you scared.
I know. It's too much. There's no shame in $550.
No, that's really, really good. But let's see if Al was feeling good for the right reason.
Intuition. Yeah.
Let's see how high this goes.
680.
Oh,
yay. 740.
Oh, no. Al, what if you were right?
He was having a feeling.
Yep,
but then he lost it.
850.
Oh, Denny.
Al has no idea.
Denny. 1,000.
Oh, Al. You were right.
Denny. Oh. Got it, Denny.
It's okay. You got half.
I had 500.
Exactly.
550.
550,
yeah,
dog.
Don't forget that 50. Yeah.
All right, my man. What are you going to do with the cash?
I'm going to do something special for my wife and my kids.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, give your wife a lovely shout-out. What's her name?
Krista Gino.
Krista.
All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, congratulations, dog.
Oh, Danny. Enjoy.
Right, thank you, guys. That's awesome.
You got it, man. Hang on just a second.
$550 for Denny. If you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We're going to play again next hour.
Good luck to those Elk City Elks.
Oh, Al, you were right.
Yeah, I just had a feeling, man. It's been a while.
I never have that feeling.
I always feel
like it's going to slam.
I had a feeling, but my money, I probably couldn't have done it either.
Two tenths.
Dang it. We could have had a $1,000 winner.
Yep.
That right there is one of our Kids Kids songs.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Kids Kids apps, not like an app that you buy. We do have a kid, like a Kid Nation app.
Right.
But the Kids Kids applications are available next Friday, May 1st. You could start nominating families. And we'll take them on this once-in-a-lifetime trip to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Take the whole family.
You take the kid. And in fact, Kids Kids is an organization.
Go ahead, Al.
We take terminally and chronically ill children and their families, their brothers, sisters, mamas, daddies. We take them on a 5-day trip to Disney World every year. And it's done first class. We've done it over 20 years. We stay right there on property. Everything is just taken care of from the moment they get to the airport to the time they get back at the airport. I mean, everything is taken care of.
And then the thing about Kids Kids is we become a family.
Yeah.
You know, you go on these trips and you're around each other for 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Some people develop lifelong bonds.
Yeah.
We get families that still hang out to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when we tell them that they're going on the trip, we'll go out to their house, which is the case in the family we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Anita has a son. His name is Bishop. And they went on the Kids Kids trip in 2012.
Okay.
Now, Anita is a single mom. She hasn't been able to work since 2009.
Right.
Her son, Bishop, gosh, he's had some issues. He was born, first of all,
we have a clip of. Anita explaining Bishop's condition.
Okay.
He has hydrocephalus.
Okay.
He was born premature at 24 weeks.
Okay, wow.
He weighed 1 pound and 10 ounces.
1 pound.
1 pound and 10 ounces. He was teeny
tiny. He's a miracle already.
He is. He is. And he's visually impaired.
Okay.
Development delayed. He doesn't walk. He's in a wheelchair.
And I saw, let's see, what was the name of it? Cyclic
vomiting syndrome.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
It's also called like a stomach migraine.
Uh-huh.
So anxiety, excitement, illness, or foods could all set it off, but we haven't been really able to trigger anything. I mean, find what triggers it.
Again, Bishop is confined to a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
and obviously you hear all these things he has to deal with on a day-to-day basis. So how does the trip go for Bishop, you know, when he goes out to Disney World and he's being wheeled around? And his mom said she was surprised.
Bishop is surprising me on this trip by all the new things that he's trying.
He seems to always be smiling.
He is happy all day long.
What makes you and Bishop such a great team?
Because it's the two of us that we know no matter what happens or what's going on, we have each other's love and strength to help us continue.
So far the best memory on the trip is?
The best memory on the trip is seeing him continuously ride the roller coasters over and over, which I thought I'd never see him get on a roller coaster. I will always remember all the new friends that we've met.
Yeah, I've made some pretty good friends, huh?
Yes, we have.
Look, he's still smiling.
Yes, he loves to smile.
He's just hitting on girls right there.
Yes, he loves women.
He's a ladies' man. Anita, is Bishop still hitting on the ladies?
Yes, every day.
My man. That's my boy right there. How you doing, Anita?
I'm doing good. How are y'all this morning?
Doing fine.
How's things been since the trip in 2012?
We've had some good points and some bad points, but we're hanging in there. We're hanging in there.
Anita, you're a single mommy. You take care of your child, and you have done so since 2009. You know, that's been your job.
Right.
Anita also cares for her mother, who has a rare brain disorder, and she's also in a wheelchair.
Wow.
Is that right, Anita?
Yes.
So you have your hands full.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine simple things like going to the grocery store are a major, major chore for you.
Yes, they are. They are.
I mean, having two folks in the family confined to wheelchairs.
Yeah.
I mean, and Bishop, even though he's confined to a wheelchair, he's getting older. So he's
getting bigger.
Exactly. And so you have to pick him up physically and place him in the car and deal with the wheelchair or whatever that, you know, entails.
Anita, in all honesty, what do you do for expenses since you haven't been able to work for, the last 6 years?
Right. you know what? Every time I hit a low, something always comes through to help us through. It's hard to explain, but we always make it through. Hmm. We do have a lot of support from friends and family.
Yeah.
To help us get through it, but it's rough. I wouldn't wish this life on anyone, but somehow we always make it through.
Good for you. Mm-hmm.
Well, just day by day.
You know, and in order to continue and give the care that Bishop needs, you gotta take him to doctor's visits. You gotta take him to therapy along with your mother as well. And he needs the socialization he loves as well.
Right.
And you gotta keep mom safe and comfortable. And that's tough to do. You need a van in order to do this.
Not just a regular van, a big one. You got two people in wheelchairs.
Exactly. And so, Anita, there's a GoFundMe page set up.
Yes, I've set up a GoFundMe account to try to raise funds for a two-wheelchair van. Mm. It's just come to the point where it's getting harder and harder for me to lift Bishop. He's now 80 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
He's 4'6". I'm only 5 foot. So he's almost as tall as I am. Mm-hmm. And just with his medical conditions, with spasticity, he's tight. He's sometimes hard to maneuver when you're picking him up and trying to put him in a seat.
Yeah, I'm so glad somebody brought this GoFundMe page to our attention, because you also posted pictures because you want to let people see just what you go through struggling. So you posted pictures showing you struggling to get him into the car and getting him out. It's just become a nightmare.
Yeah.
Right. Especially as he gets heavier and taller.
Yeah.
And we set up a link, too, on our Kid Nation
page.
Well,
what's the goal that you're trying to raise for the van?
The goal was 30,000. We've reached 2,230 as of right now that I'm looking. But we still need that remainder balance to be able to get the van. We have it on hold.
Mm-hmm.
United Access has been great with helping me figure out exactly what we needed.
Yeah.
And just there's so many different options, but unfortunately they're just so expensive.
Right. Okay, well, so you're getting the basic, because $30,000 honestly doesn't seem like a lot for a specially equipped two-passenger wheelchair van. So this is like the basic, just to get you there and back, right?
Right.
Yeah. And thank goodness we found out about this, because the Kid Craddock Morning Show is going to make a donation to your GoFundMe page. And Anita, we're also going to put it at kidnation.com.
Yeah, so people can, you know. Yeah, that way they can just hit the link and it'll take it straight to your GoFundMe.
Yeah,
that's the easiest thing to do.
In fact, Anita, we just played this game called Beat the Bank. I'm not sure if you've ever heard it on our show. And we gave
I just heard it.
You just heard it. Well, we gave it. It's a game where we give away up to $1,000, and we gave away $550. So what we're going to do is, I have down here, let's take that other $450 that was remaining on the table and put toward the band. We're going to go ahead and make that $500 even, all right?
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
We'll throw it on there. And if you have a couple dollars to spare,
just
go to kidnation.com. Anita's got this GoFundMe page set up. And
only 12 days.
Anything will help. Anything will help. And please share.
Yeah.
You never know who else out there might be able to help.
Yeah.
Because this is one of those kinds of donations that will continue to keep giving to the family every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they have a car that they can get around in, this will last for years and years to come.
Exactly.
And this is one of our kids' families. Yeah. So we want to make sure that, we love hearing back and checking in the progress and stuff. And when there's a need, we want to help when we can.
Exactly. Right.
Does Bishop still talk about the trip to Disney World?
Oh, he does. He wants to go back.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, he enjoyed it. He still talks about everybody, asks about everybody. Good. I'll go on Facebook and show him everybody's pictures.
Is he there?
Keep him up to date. He just left on the bus to school. Just left. I wanted y'all to hear him and how his voice is.
Right.
Well, you know what? Today.
What's he sound like now, Anita?
13 years old. Like a grown man.
Here's the deal. When you reach your goal, thanks to our listeners, because I know that's just a given.
I know
this is
going
to happen for you. We want to call back and talk to Bishop and let him know the good news.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's excited. He really wants it. It's kind of tough because he's really asking for it. He wants it.
So okay.
Hold on, baby. You know, I'm trying to do what I can.
All right. Well, we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. Again, go to that GoFundMe page. The link is on our Kid Nation page, kidnation.com. The goal is $30,000. They've only raised $2,000 now. They've got 12 days left. But we can do this. Do this together. Let's help Bishop and Anita get this van.
One of our kids' family.
Yep.
Anita, you give Bishop a big old hug for us and to your mother as well, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right,
Anita. We love you. Hold on.
Talk to you soon. Yeah,
love you. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Again, Kids applications are available next Friday if you know of a family that truly deserves this. And it's, there are a lot.
It makes stuff I spend money on seem so stupid.
Doesn't
you know,
folks yeah. need...
Like renting ice skate rinks for your bar.
Yeah, I'm serious. It makes me. I'm like.
Or hiring Flavor Flav to just stand on the side of the stage.
It makes me feel so stupid doing some of the stuff that I do when folks, you know, struggle.
Flavor Flav literally stood and got paid.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Beat the Bank coming up in about 25 minutes.
Nice.
We just had $1,000 be passed up accidentally. But it's okay because Danny Gino still won $550.
He won $550.
Hey, Al, you said you had a feeling and you were right.
Yep.
Dang. But right now, Elena.
I got a feeling.
What we got?
Yeah.
Elena, the selfie queen Davies, is in the studio.
Oh, yeah. I like the sound of that.
The pimp yo Tinder, ma'am.
Yeah.
Also, phone screener for the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Mm-hmm. Call me. We can chat.
We found you on Twitter. Well, the girls found you on Twitter because your selfie game was so strong, and then you turned out
strong.
To be good.
Yeah.
But we want to let you in on something. We do a TV show called Dish Nation, and we're gonna bring in our camera guy, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
He has no idea what's going on.
Okay.
Well, somebody turn Jenna on.
I don't either.
There you go. Jenna, are you on yet?
I don't know.
There you go. So he has no idea what's going on. In fact, he came with me to Amarillo for that eating challenge.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, they asked me to come on the show on Tinder Tuesday. I have no idea what's happening.
Okay.
And I told him, hey, we're just have a nice little surprise for you. Thing is, Sean works with us every day, mm-hmm. as does Elena. And Elena, what happened?
Well, I'm just over here swiping away.
Uh-huh.
And I come across some gold on my Tinder.
Okay. What is it?
And it is Sean.
Camera guy Sean.
Okay.
So that means he swiped right on. Wait, you just saw him. You didn't swipe.
So what'd you do?
I came across and I'm like, this is good stuff. So you always, when you come across something that is good, you screenshot it because you don't know if you're going to match. And if I swipe right and it's not a match, I may never see it again.
So you took a screenshot.
So obviously I screenshot it.
Of course.
Just in case.
Just so we could make fun of him, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That was the ultimate goal.
Thank you, Elena.
But surely you swipe.
So then you swipe.
I definitely swiped. And this just brought up, I think, a relevant topic for everyone.
Okay.
When you come across someone you know or uh-huh. someone you work with on Tinder.
Yeah.
And it's like some people swipe right just out of the curiosity of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some people swipe right because they're interested.
Okay.
So, I swipe right, obviously. And we match. It's a match.
You see him all the time, Elena.
All the time.
So that means at some point before you came across his profile, yours came across his Tinder, and he swiped right.
So
you're
just
he
swiped right on me.
So you're gonna surprise him.
Well, I've messaged him, and heard nothing back.
Okay.
So that could mean a lot of things.
Oh, that's awkward.
He's busy.
That could mean a lot of things.
He's a busy guy.
After 2 days, I didn't hear back from my Tinder wolf.
True.
And now they're getting married.
I had the nerve to message him one more time, mm-hmm. and that led to our relationship. So.
Okay. Elena, did what'd you say? I'm Elena from the Kid Craddock Morning Show? Or
no, I said LOLs.
That's all you wrote?
Yeah.
Okay. So again, Sean.
Why would he respond to that?
So if he did respond,
we'll find out right now because we're going to talk to him.
Big reveal. So cameraman Sean from our Dish Nation show has no idea why he's about to come in.
I had just met him like a week or two before at the parade.
Okay. And this is the thing. It sounds like you'd obviously know him, but you don't have a ton of interaction here.
Not a ton, no.
Right. Let's do this.
Game faces. Let's act like we... Okay, let's bring in our man, Sean.
All right.
We do a TV show called Dish Nation.
Yep.
And Sean is one of our camera guys. He's been on Dish Nation before.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Sean. Welcome.
Guys.
Hi, Sean.
Sean.
Tell us about you, Sean.
Yeah, what's up, Sean?
I'm a little nervous.
You're being quiet. How old are you, Sean?
24.
Single?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been working with us for Dish Nation? Like 2 years now?
2 years. About two seasons and then...
All right.
So what have we told you so far?
Nothing.
We just said, you come in on Tinder Tuesday?
Yeah, they said, come in a little early Tuesday, and we want to talk to you on the radio.
Well, sometimes we like to talk. We like to get the perspective from guys.
Yeah. He's the most gregarious person on the
Turn his mic up a little bit, because he's so nervous I can't hear him.
Do you have much experience with Tinder?
A little bit.
Okay. So that's perfect because Al and I can't do this because I'm married.
Well, you
Big
can't
Al's
do
got
it,
a girlfriend.
As evidenced by an earlier call this morning.
Right.
Yeah, true.
We won't do it.
Yeah.
Because we are nice.
There's no need for me. I don't need to
my
put myself
My married friends
there.
Are on it.
Okay, that's fine. So Elena's going to ask you some questions because we're trying to get intel. Okay, Sean?
Elena, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean. Nice to meet you. Yeah, good to be here.
Though, right?
Yeah. Okay. Elena, go ahead.
So I'm just curious, like, as a guy on Tinder, you know, what are you looking for in a lady? What do you swipe right for?
Somebody who looks approachable, somebody that I can talk to, comfortable with.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know, like me. Mm-hmm. Pretty approachable.
Right.
You can talk to me.
Turn her down a little bit.
She's like she can't.
What's going on with
Elena's
her microphone?
Elena's so hot. We like distracting. Okay. Sorry, not that, I mean, you're so hot I can't even look
at
you.
It's both.
We need Sean up, Elena down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this better?
Can we get a check, Elena,
better,
real quick?
Yes.
That's a little bit better.
Check.
There you go. That's much better.
You're screaming at me.
Can we get a check, Sean?
Check.
No, much better. Okay.
I have to say a lot that Sean's on my mic, which means I talk really loudly. So he's not.
Well, he's nervous.
They have to keep me down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm nervous and I'm normally quiet.
So you look for a girl who's approachable.
Approachable, yes.
Looks. Matter a little bit.
Yeah. How many times have you swiped right?
I mean, I've played the game where I just go boop, boop, boop.
Oh, so a lot.
He plays the game.
Oh, it's a game.
No, this doesn't mean anything then.
But if you do swipe right, you at least are kind of interested.
Yeah.
Correct?
Okay.
So, have you ever gone out with anyone from Tinder?
I have. I actually dated a girl for 5 months.
That's a success.
That's pretty success.
It didn't work out, but for a while.
And this is something I think you were involved in recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did this end?
About 2 months ago.
Okay. Oh.
So you're past the initial heartbreak, right?
Yeah,
ready to
good.
Move on
Everything's
and explore?
Kind of settled, and now I'm kind of figuring out how to do things by myself.
Sean, how many... Again,
you got so dependent in 5 months.
Yeah. I've always been a long-term relationship guy, so I mean, romantic is new to me.
So Tinder for you might not just be for the hookup. You're looking for a relationship.
Yeah, it's more of a date... Oh, here we go. More of a dating app for me than it is a hookup.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next question, Elena.
Glad to hear you say that.
And our Tinder survey for Sean, the camera guy from Dish Nation. Mm-hmm.
So as far as looks go, do you have a type? Do you have a certain girl you go for?
See, I don't think I do, but Janine, our makeup artist, has said in multiple occasions that I do.
What does that girl look like?
I guess brunette, blonde.
Okay, so either.
So a girl.
So she needs to have curls.
Redhead gets left out again.
She needs to
definitely got
to have
hair.
That's all I heard. Yeah.
So hair.
Yeah. Hair, yes.
As long as it's not red, you're not into the reds.
Okay, and?
Is that what you're saying, Sean?
Of course I'm into redheads, Kelly.
Oh, yeah, right.
What age girl will you be looking? Are you a little older than yourself or
a little
younger than yourself?
From 22 to about 26 is my
Okay.
Oh, so right in the range.
Window,
right in there, yeah.
Okay. So Jenna's probably too old. Let's see, Kelly's probably too old.
Just barely too old.
I think I'm just right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so is there anything that you swipe left on? You see something and you're like, no, I can't have that. It's got to go.
Oh, good question.
Hmm.
What's your automatic swipe left? I've got a few.
Smoking is the first
All
one.
All right.
No smoking.
No cigarettes.
Okay.
Gross.
She can be smoking hot, but not smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, smoking.
Okay, gotcha.
Gotta specify.
Right.
Let's see.
What if she's got a picture of her children? You want to date a girl?
Kids
with...
is kind of... It's...
Well, you're young at this point.
Yeah, you're 24. Yeah.
I'm building my career, and so it's...
not
it's
interested in that. That's fine.
Too much...
The cat, your cat's enough to handle, right?
Yeah, Sean's got a cat.
Yeah, I mean, the older you get, the less that'll matter.
See, that's my swipe left.
Yeah.
Swipe a cat.
That makes me question
I'm just
you,
really
Sean.
Allergic.
Okay, so it would never... Yeah.
It just wouldn't work.
Yeah. Okay, next question, Elena.
All right, so if you were going to take a girl on a first date, like, what would that look like for you?
Oh, nice.
First date,
Wow.
I like hiking, so hiking
God,
and
photography.
A girl walking?
Yeah. You get them booty shorts on.
Is it a girl walking?
Or the yoga pants?
Let's go walk.
Yeah, you go out, take some pictures.
Yeah. Sean,
girls don't like first dates that are hiking because we want to look good.
I'm not talking about like backpacking up a mountain. I'm talking about walking around a park.
My wife and I.
Okay, well, that's different than hiking.
Yeah, it's a little different.
A leisurely stroll so you can communicate and talk and get to know each other before. Then you go have some dinner.
Okay.
The guy knows what he's doing. My wife and I did that. And look, we got married.
So far,
you're doing great.
Did you take Kenzie hiking on your first date?
We went hiking, and then we went to Taco Bell, right?
Because he was living in his car, and he couldn't take her to his place.
You hiked to Taco Bell.
So we did the hike so that we could eat Taco Bell.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
One thing missing out of hiking y'all. Is Hitch.
All right. Well, this is not about me. It's about Sean.
Yeah. What's going on here?
Okay. Next question, Elena.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm out of questions. That's a pretty good look into your dating life, mm-hmm. I think. So, but here's my thing is, why didn't you message me back?
Oh.
Sean.
Wow. Hold on, Sean, before
you see his face.
Wow.
Let Sean answer.
We're talking about Tinder. I haven't messaged you back on Tinder.
Yeah, I'm pretty broken up about it.
Uncomfortable.
Well, to be honest, I haven't been on Tinder in about 2 months. Uh-huh. Or so.
I see, but it's been a month. It's been a month. Yeah. I'm just wondering why you haven't checked back in with me.
I mean, you swiped right on her, Sean.
I bet you want to go.
Sean, right. What Elena is telling you is that you guys were a Tinder match.
We're a match.
And she messaged you, and you ignored it.
Well, so, now I feel bad for not.
Yeah, y'all, you should feel bad. So
on Tinder is mm-hmm. often. As
in fact,
I obviously,
Bishop, would you?
I hope you don't get a good night's sleep
right
tonight.
Yeah, right.
You want to go hiking right now?
Not often you get called out to your face.
Yeah.
On the radio.
On radio.
I mean, and TV.
You had no idea. You swiped right on Elena.
No,
you didn't know that was her.
You didn't get the message.
I haven't used Tinder in so long.
LOL.
So you had to have swiped right on me.
Oh, wow.
A long time ago.
Oh, you know what? It was even before y'all probably met.
Exactly. It was before she
So that
you.
Was like something that you were really interested
Legit.
In. It wasn't like you swipe right just because you
or
worked with her.
He yeah. was playing the game. Or he was playing the game, and I just got lucky. I just got lucky with his swiping.
Yeah. Well, now that you're here face to face, why don't you go ahead and message her now? Like, in person. Like, say
really,
something.
Like, have been waiting for a while. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Y'all realize this is my worst nightmare, right?
Between us, y'all, I think he hates me.
This got so real with Elena.
You're allergic to cats.
I am. I'm super allergic.
That's all right.
Sean, why didn't you message me back?
All right. Let's go ahead and take this to the level right here. You've already, obviously, you've met. So let's just go ahead and cut to the chase. Let's get a date.
Chase.
See, now you're making it
awkward. That's not right.
We're not going to even call it a date. We're just going to call it a hangout.
Why are you involved?
You know what? And it's
because that's what I do. I put people together.
Hey, and Sean's ideal date is going on a walk, and we don't start filming Dish for like an hour. So why don't you guys just go on
and
a walk?
I do have hair.
First of all,
you guys go on a walk, and then we'll check back in with you.
Hold on. For two. First of all, Sean's got to get ready to film us. And Elena's got
to
answer the phone.
Turn the bank winners up in here.
Work can wait when love's at stake, JC.
Right? Okay, so y'all just go take a little walk. We're going to follow you with a little camera so we can post a video.
Yeah, super romantic.
And y'all walk up to, in fact, walk up to Chick-fil-A and bring me back a sandwich.
We do have some nice scenery out here.
Yeah.
The canal.
Oh, this would be great.
Well, I mean, there's better scenery downtown Dallas. So
we probably won't get
out
a disease.
Hold on.
Elena,
if you want to check out the new or somewhat new park in downtown Dallas, we can check that
out. Man, now we're talking.
And then.
Uh-oh.
Oh. And then there's an and then.
There is a ramen place in Deep Ellum that I've been wanting to try.
Ramen.
Yes.
Ramen noodles?
I know what you're talking about.
Sean puts the men in ramen.
Ramen noodles?
Yeah, it's gourmet now, Al.
You take a woman, walk in, and get some ramen noodles?
No, Al, you shut up. It's working.
He knows this is a trendy hot spot.
I'm sorry, mister. I bring all my friends to all my dates, Al Mack.
The professional.
Yeah. $20. Here.
Al, it's a trendy place.
I went to ramen. They're nice.
Al, stop. This is a hot new spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Continue, Sean. Right. And then what?
And then we'll just take it from there.
Oh, know. Yeah.
Just one step at love time. It. I love it.
You know what take it from there means.
No, we don't. You know, don't make it awkward.
You know that.
Don't make it awkward.
Elena, do you kiss on the first date?
Stop it. You got it.
No, I'm not a first date kisser.
Do you have video cameras mounted in your house, Sean? Because I know you are a camera guy.
No.
Okay.
All right. Did we make this awkward enough for you two?
Super awkward. Yeah. Thank you.
I think it's pretty clear.
But it looks like we got a date.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got a little bit of a date.
All right.
So...
You're welcome.
I'd say it went well.
All right.
Inter-office romance. What are our rules on inter-office fraternization?
One person's going to have to quit. Okay?
We're all for it.
Nose goes. It ain't me.
They technically work for different companies.
Yeah.
Well, you got a point.
True.
You work for Yay Networks. You work for Dish Nation.
Paychecks.
Different companies, different bosses.
Yeah.
If this goes awry, nobody will sue.
I'm not promising anything.
Verbal commitments, please, before we let you go out of this room. Are we good?
All right.
What if this really turns into something?
It could. It could be our first show wedding.
On cloud nine.
I just really appreciate that Sean, you know, said, let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Why not? What do you got to lose?
I love it when a man's a man.
I'm going to be a man, Sean, except for the cat thing.
The cat thing.
Yeah, I'm going to call Flavor Flav, and I'm going to call Flavor Flav, line him up for the wedding.
Sean, would you be willing to get rid of your cat?
No.
Since it's, not at this
point. No, but not I'm just saying, if you really loved a girl, and if this turns into something, and you really loved her, and she was just, like, nearly deathly allergic, would you be willing to let the cat go for love?
Deathly allergic, then probably have to work something out.
We can get a Benadryl.
Have to put them down, right, Kelly?
Sometimes it's more than Benadryl can fix.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much for
thank
the Tinder Tuesday.
Keep us posted.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. We'll cross that fur ball.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before we went to break, we met Dara Smith, who just sat waiting to earn her money. Did you do a lot of thinking, Dara?
I'm sorry?
Did you do a lot of thinking while we went on break?
Yes, I'm jumping around in my office.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got I'm excited.
Releasing that energy. Oh, nervous energy gone.
what do you do for work?
I work at a probation office.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Got anybody coming in today?
Yes, we do. We have a full day.
Some offenders?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
But you know some stories.
Yeah, she probably does know some stories.
We'll have to have her call back one day anonymous.
Yeah.
Change her voice.
Yeah.
We'll call her Arad.
Yeah.
There, nobody will know.
Do you have any semi-celebrities on probation?
No.
No, okay.
I'm from a small town. No celebrities.
Okay.
Well, Dara, you have a number in mind? Were you going to stop, or you're just going to go by it?
I guess I'm just going to go with my gut.
You're going to go with your gut?
It's all feeling.
Yeah.
Al had a great feeling earlier, and then he wavered.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was right. It went all the way to 1,000. Will it go to 1,000 twice in the same day?
We don't know, Kelly.
We've never had it happen before.
Idea. It's always random. That's the fun thing about Beat the Bank.
All right, girl.
All right, Dara. You ready to play? We're going to throw you into the vault. Hear the numbers. Make sure you yell stop when you hear that right number, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's play.
Beat the bank!
$120. $140. $180. $300. $350.
Set of tires right there.
$390. $430. $470.
Yeah.
What a calm stop that was.
Yeah. All right, Dara. $470 coming your way, Dara.
I just felt the vault weighing so heavy on me. I just heard it was about to slam. Did you feel it?
Yeah.
I felt it too. I felt maybe one more number.
I don't know. See, I can't feel these out very well. Dara, would you like to see how far it goes and see if you bailed out the right time?
I think you did.
Okay, let's see.
$510.
Okay, that's bad.
$590. $640.
He's rubbing it in.
Now close.
I think that was pretty good.
Well done,
Dara. Most of it.
Yeah.
$470, girlfriend.
Yeah. What are you gonna do with that money?
I'm going to do something fun with my kids.
There you go.
Single mom, so it's extra money.
All right.
All right. How old are your kids?
They are 10, 8, and 6.
Oh, 10, wow. 8, and 6.
Perfect.
A little even number. There you go.
Every 2 years, you prank one out. All right.
All right, well, hold on for us, and we'll hook you up with your money. Okay, Dara?
All righty. Thank you for playing this morning.
Well done.
Well, we had winners. That's the big, that's the most important thing.
That's all.
Nobody's gotten locked in the vault for a while.
Mm-hmm. You know who didn't have a winner was Family Feud. Now, we've seen these videos because for some reason we get a lot of viral videos from Family Feud lately. Mm-hmm.
Family Feud's gotten so dirty. I can't even watch it with my family anymore. Yeah.
What's going on with that? I mean, are you guys the same as me that I only really see these highlights on Facebook?
Yes. Right.
People post
it's
these.
It's so vulgar. I get there's an audience for that, but you can't watch it with your family.
There's
nothing
family about
nothing.
Family Feud.
It's so dirty.
I watch it just because I love Steve Harvey.
I do too. You know, I don't even, sometimes even when Emma Kelly's not there, I'm like,
it's too dirty for you.
A little bit. Why?
Yeah.
What happened on the latest one?
We've had the answer where the thing was, name something with pork in it. And the guy said, cupine. That was my favorite all-time stupid answer.
Cupine. Not dirty. That's when you scramble, man. Yeah.
And that was like the first answer. Or give me a name with an H. And the guy said, Jose. By the way.
That's pretty good.
That's a J, everybody. Yeah. Just in case you're wondering. And then came along this gentleman who gave us the worst answer on Family Feud.
Oh, we'll be the judge of that.
Oh, enjoy this, Kelly Raspberry.
Name something when to wear that was obviously designed by men because it's uncomfortable but sexy.
What?
Texas, Steve. Texas.
Okay.
Hang on. I can't even understand
you can't
Steve.
Understand Steve.
Name something. I'm going to interpret for you.
Uh-huh.
I know Steve. Name something women wear that was obviously designed by men because it's very uncomfortable.
That was the
is
question.
That right?
That is right.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
It's sex. Texas.
And here you go again.
Name something women wear that was obviously designed by men because it's uncomfortable but sexy. Texas, Steve. Texas.
Good answer.
It's up there.
What?
Now, Texas.
It's so weird.
Well, that's a weird topic anyway.
Oh, what if I told you guys that there were like six other answers on the board before he gave
so
this one?
He wasn't
one.
Down to like there's only one left and he was just scrambling.
Yeah.
No.
No, it was like bikini and bra were up
what
there.
What if he thinks Texas is something else?
And he's not, It's like other people have given answers.
Yeah.
And he's just down the line. It's not like
this. It's like he's the first one out the gate that misunderstood what Steve said, like I did.
Yeah. They've gone around. Like,
Texas.
Yeah. You've
Texas.
Given, examples have been given.
Something wow. women
how,
wear.
How did that play out?
Did he get any matches?
I hope not. Not that guy.
And the
clearly.
Family. And the family said good answer.
Well, yeah. What are you gonna do?
That's a supportive family right there.
That's when you scream dumb answer. Dumb answer.
Did he Texas. Mean texts?
I, like Jenna,
tuxes?
I don't know.
No, like texting.
Text. That still
well,
doesn't make sense.
Weird. Yeah, I was thinking maybe tuxes, but women don't normally wear tuxes.
I want to find this guy and ask him what he was thinking.
Oh yeah,
I really
tuxes.
Do. I really want to find him and ask him. Earlier in the show, we spoke with a kids family.
Anita.
Yeah, Anita.
Anita with her son,
her
Bishop.
Son Bishop, who went on the kids trip in 2012. She needs a van because her mom is sick and in a wheelchair, and Bishop is also in a wheelchair.
And he's getting bigger, and she's having a lot of trouble loading him in and out of a car.
And we found out she had a GoFundMe page set up. And
not
said,
getting a lot of money there.
She only had like $2,000 until Kid Nation stepped up and has helped raise close to $10,000 so far.
$10,060 right now. Just refreshed.
As of now. That's just, they start off like around $2,000. So that's almost $8,000 we've raised this morning.
This is a single mother who's taking care of her mom and her son and needs a van just so that she could get them around to their therapy and just
both of them,
to live
mom
life.
And her
life.
Son in wheelchairs. So, so let's help them out. They're a third of the way there.
Yeah. Thank you so much for donating. And again, the link is up at KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.